USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South Dakota's House launched an investigation Tuesday into whether the state's attorney general should be impeached for his conduct surrounding a car crash last year that killed a pedestrian. Their House voted to have a committee prepare a report and recommend whether Attorney General Jason Ravensburg should be impeached. Inflation data released Wednesday indicates inflation in October grew at its fastest rate in 30 years. The 6.2% inflation rate has Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, thinking about putting President Biden's social spending bill off until next year. With a limited number of legislative days left in the year, Manchin is content to focus on issues that need to be addressed now. Former NFL player Henry Ruggs III has been formally charged with four felony counts of DUI and reckless driving. Police say Ruggs was driving at 156 miles per hour on a Las Vegas, Nevada surface street before the crash that killed 23-year-old Tina Tintor. USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
President Biden has chosen not to sign the bipartisan infrastructure bill into law until next week.
He's not going to sign it into law until Monday by his own choice, but President Biden is certainly out talking about that huge infrastructure bill that Congress gave final approval to last week. Speaking at the Port of Baltimore on Wednesday, the president said the measure is going to make a big difference in the United States, not just with roads and highways and fixing ailing bridges, but also by upgrading ports like the Port of Baltimore.
It's going to modernize our ports with $17 billion in investment.
Before that stop in Baltimore, the president was in Delaware, where he attended a funeral for that state's first ever female governor. The former governor, Ruth Minner, died last week at 86. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thursday night football tonight has the Ravens at the Dolphins. USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of a gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
As the Biden administration is considering shutting down and replacing a major oil pipeline from Canada to Michigan over what-if claims, one lawmaker in Ohio says Americans still need the energy. And the environmental impact will require 2,100 diesel trucks just to move the oil if Line 5 pipeline is hindered in any way. Ohio State Senator Republican Teresa Gavarone on Fox News.
Well, it's deeply concerning if this pipeline shuts down, but actually there are plans underway, 90% completed, that would tunnel the pipeline under the bedrock, I believe 400 feet below the lake, encasing concrete. It would take the risks from minimal to basically zero. The risks would be so minimal. It would be under the bedrock, encased in concrete, in a tunnel. And the plans are 90% done, and it would only take a few more years to get that project completed, so why not just wait? It's creating all sorts of jobs, good-paying jobs that are going to help boost our economy. Honestly, the pipeline is the safest, it's the most economical, and it's by far the most environmentally friendly way to transport the crude that we use every day.
NASA's SpaceX crew, three astronauts, are in orbit following their launch to the International Space Station on Wednesday from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The Crew Dragon Endurance will dock to the ISS around 7:10 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.